This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Afghanistan's ruling body, the Taliban, said Monday their security forces have destroyed an Islamic State Khorasan Province Operations Center in an overnight raid in the northern Kabul neighborhood of Kirkana. The raid on the base of the Afghan affiliate of the Islamic State, also known as ISIS-K, came just hours after a bombing outside Kabul's main mosque Sunday that killed at least 8 Afghan civilians and wounded at least 20. A top Taliban spokesman announced the security forces raid, saying the ISIS-K base was completely destroyed and all the militants inside were killed. Taliban sources claimed several suicide bombers were inside the ISIS-K cell and were neutralized by their own vests during the clashes. A translation by the Site Intelligence Organization, which monitors terror groups' websites, indicates ISIS-K Monday claimed responsibility for the mosque attack, saying one of its fighters detonated his explosive belt near a group of mourners. The bombing was the deadliest attack since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan following the departure of the last U.S. troops August 31st. The Taliban did not say that their operation against the militants was a response to the deadly mosque bombing. World leaders, politicians, and celebrities are among thousands of individuals revealed to be concealing huge wealth through a network of anonymous companies. The revelations are part of a report known as the Pandora Papers, published by the Washington-based International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. The group examined about 12 million files from the archives of several legal firms, files that include private emails, secret spreadsheets, and clandestine contracts, which shed light on the secret world of offshore finance. Among the revelations, the report shows King Abdullah of Jordan has built a secret property empire in the United States and Britain worth more than $100 million using anonymous offshore companies